indeed. Music and hockey.
What a double bass solo over there.
Two of my most favorite things together. Music and hockey, you blend them together, and my goodness, that's something else. That's the Zambonis you just heard right there. Two from that band. The Breakaway, right then. Latest release from the greatest hockey band in the world. It's titled Live on the Ice, Seriously. It was released this month, recorded at the Wonderland of Ice in their hometown of Bridgeport, Connecticut. You can watch the entire performance, complete with the hockey monkey on bass and skating around, on YouTube. The Zambonis upended that with The Referee's Daughter off the greatest hockey band in the world's 1996 debut album, 100% Hockey and Other Stuff. The band formed in 1991. Hey, they're celebrating the 30 years of amazing hockey music right here in 2021. How about that? Ty and Donnelly upended that with Pretty Deep. Oh, and you know, I was playing that stuff not only because I love the Zambonis, but because hockey season just started. It's the best time of the year, honestly. Hockey season. My goodness. Ty Donnelly, Pretty Deep, lead single and first track on her debut solo album, Love Songs for Underdogs, released August 1997. Buffalo Tom doing Dry Land. It's taken off the album that put the Boston band on an episode of My So-Called Life. Remember My So-Called Life? That was back in 94, I think that episode aired. But this album is called Big Red Letter Day, released 1993. And kicking off the set with the Dam Builders, Shrine. It's off the Boston, again, via Honolulu Band's breakthrough 1994 album. And Sendador, released via Elektra. This is the Music Savage Show here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world. And WMFO.org, I'm Ryan D. It is time for the October Halloween Spooky Set. I'm doing this every Friday in the month of October. Going to kick it off right now with something from Concrete Blonde. I bet you know what song this is going to be. Most of you are probably correct. It's that time of the season for all the ghosts and goblins and vampires. We'll be right back.
Halloween again, and LA is a bore. Everybody's looking like they wish they'd stayed inside. Now we're watching Frankenstein, and their beds and on their phones. Not me, baby. Tonight I'm really living. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. Open up your window, 'cause I'm about to sail in. You can call for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. It's been a long time waiting, but I'm happy to reveal smell you from a thousand yards. Fresh white linen felt like only yesterday I was as weak as Woody Allen. Now I stand as proud and tall as the home you were born. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. So keep that window open. I'm a swooper and you know it. Cry for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. But it's me, babe. It's really me. It's your boy. And I hope you can keep me sweet for me. Cause I woke up a hunger, midnight glory. And I swear you won't feel a single thing until the year 2025.
Dancing at the zombie zoo, painted in a
thousands of ghosts in the daylight, walking through my hometown square. Thousands of faces you touched once, thousands you lost in the fire. Knock, knock on the door of the house that he knew. The air grows cold round me and you when it's cold. You know that he's there. We'll walk till we get to the harbor. They'll never know we were here.
That's a spooky romantic song right there from Stars, ending the spooky October seasonal set here in the Music Savage Show. I Died So I Could Haunt You, taken off the Montreal band's fifth studio album, The Five Ghosts, released June 2010. Hey, the Together tour brings them to Boston Sunday, December 12th at Paradise Rock Club. They are a great band live. Up ahead of that, Tom Petty with Zombie Zoo. It's the final song on Petty's debut solo album. It's called Full Moon Fever, released April 1989. It's his debut solo album, but pretty much all of the Heartbreakers are on that album as well. Marlon Williams with Vampire Again, super fun seasonal song from the New Zealand musician. It was released 2017 via Dead Oceans Records. The Cure with Lullaby, first single released off the legendary band's groundbreaking eighth album. It's called Disintegration. Came out May 1989. That album put them in the arena tour, on the arena tour path, which Robert Smith very much hated at the time. And Concrete Blonde kicking off the set with Bloodletting, the Vampire song, lead track on the band's third studio album, Bloodletting, released May of 1990. Tune in next Friday for another spooky set. All right, let's get into New Music Week. So many great albums released this week. I'm just going to play you a handful of them and a few songs from these great albums. Go out and get yourself some new music. It'll make your week that much better. Let's kick it off with great stuff from Lily Hyatt's Music Savage Show, New Music Week.
I stayed up in that dark room. I wondered what to say.
should probably grow up, but no time soon. I hit up Jake and he tell me about the girls, or I hit up Guap, say he wanna run the world. Makes me think I don't know what to be. I know I think of you, I just hope you think of me. When you think about your future, did you leave me in the past? Life feels like a race and I'm always coming last, but that's just what I do. The boy on the moon got my mom worried sick, cause she's scared she gon' lose the baby boy, cause he dazed and confused. But I feel alive and I hope you feel it too. Pushing suicide on my mind on the bad days. Used to be a happy kid, I'm back to my old.
Oh, a full silent ass tune. Another screw rattled loose from this good time in abuse, and that toilet bowl begs me for another. Oh, brother, don't tell my mother that I'm breathing in manual, stuck hard in low gear. Yeah, I'm looking for the answer in the mirror. Well, the words come clear, but they're much too hard to hear. I'm the creaking, aching pain of almost dying. Oh, Reaper, where are you hiding? Yeah, I go out every night with fire in my eyes, with thoughts of loving hard and drinking light. But the room gets to getting smaller, and my drinks get to getting taller, and the fire in my eyes gets to getting dimmer. Oh, mother, how'd I get here? Oh, mother, how'd I get here? At the bottom of the box is the hole in my head, teeming with demons, drunk on my regrets, teasing my weakness with an open seat to sit. On the floor, silent as a tomb. Another screw rattled loose from his good time in abuse, and that toilet bowl begs me for another. Oh, brother, where's my mother? Oh, brother, where's my mother?
I got feelings in my feelings, I got violence on my violence, yeah.
That song is super dance-tastic. I love it so much. That's Remy Wolf right there off of her brand new album. It is called Juno. It's her debut album called. It's not called Juno, is it? Yes, it is. Juno, Grumpy Old Man, name of that song you just heard. I was just dancing around and dancing in the studio with a mask on is a bummer, but you got to do what you got to do. So Juno's off of Juno's the new album from the California musicians. It's on EMI Records. Grumpy Old Man again, what I played for you. Her 2022 U.S. tour kicks off January 24th in San Francisco and stops in Boston February 13th at Royale. I bet that's going to be a fun show. TK and the Holy Know-Nothings up into that. Bottom of the Bottle. It's taken off the Portland, Oregon band's sophomore album, The Incredible Heat Machine, out via Mama Bird Recording. Pokey LaFarge with Fine to Me. Great one off of his new one, In the Blossom of Their Shade. It's out via New West. Tour kicks off tonight, the 15th, in Columbia, Missouri, and stops in Boston November 13th at Brighton Music Hall. He puts on a hell of a show. Black Star Kids, one of my favorite songs right now. Juno. I think I got the name of Remy Wolf's album wrong. Because Juno's the name of the song I played for you from Black Star Kids. It's off the trio's excellent debut album, Puppies Forever, out now on Dirty Hit. And kicking off the set of New Music Week with Lily Hyatt, a track called Ben. That's from her fifth album lately. It's out this week via New West Records. The tour hits the East Coast next winter. Stops in our area February the 19th at the Middle East Upstairs in Cambridge. All those albums are out now. Most of them today, the 15th, so go ahead and pick up some new music. It is the Hot Take Sets, the final set of the show. It comes so fast. We put our favorites, the three of us put our favorite videos and songs that were sent to us, Music Savage site, and we want them to be your favorites as well. So every 4 p.m. Boston time on MusicSavage.com, we post them, and I give you a sneak peek right here. And coming up, let's see, next, this coming January 21st is the brand new album from Band of Horses. It's called Things Are Great, and here is the first single on the Hot Take Set Music Savage Show.
Good night. Jack Highway pointing me towards Paris, Tennessee.
In the short time it takes to listen to this message, a small flame can turn into a big fire. Several minutes more, and thick, poisonous smoke may have filled your lungs and reduced your ability to respond. Give it 5, and your entire home may be filled with flames.
Keep breathing. We've got you.
Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and keep heaters 3 feet away from anything that can burn. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov, because fire is everyone's fight.
Time I dream of you, it wakes me up, awake and shaken with the feeling I didn't love your eyes enough. So if I took something away, I'm bringing it back.
Does time fly that fast here in this booth? So unfair. Music Savage Show comes to an end with the hot take set. Music right there from Banji, track called Chills. Banji, terrific band out of Netherlands. New song is the fourth single out now on PIS Records. A few UK dates on the books, including tonight, the 15th in Norwich at the Wild Paths Festival. Fruit Bats, up into that, Rips Me Up, brand new single off the band's 20th anniversary two-album compilation titled Sometimes a Cloud is Just a Cloud. Slow Grower, Sleeper Hits, and Lost Songs 2001-2021. Out January 28th on Merge, the band celebrating the 20th anniversary. Hamilton Lighthouser and Kevin Morby, Virginia Beach, new collaborative song released this week. It's fantastic. The pair have hit the road together on a co-headlining tour called The Fall Mixer. It stops in Boston Saturday, November 19th at Royale. Kicking off the set with Band of Horses, Crutch, lead single off the band's upcoming sixth album, Things Are Great. Out January 21st via BMG. Got a couple of dates in Brooklyn starting October 18th before heading west. No New England dates as of yet. I'm sure that'll change. I've been Ryan D. I had a great time here at the Music Savage Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for being out there. Do come back to me safe and sound next Friday for another show, 7 to 9 a.m. Boston time. Until then, do take care of yourselves. Be kind to yourself and to others. It's very important. Listen to lots of music. Music makes everything better. Stay tuned for Jack. It's coming up next. It's going to be a good show. I'm happy to have someone behind the Music Savage Show. Jingle Heaven's coming up next with Jack. I'll see you kids next week. Until we meet again, it's Ryan D. signing off. Thank you.